Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachyuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Newman reaches second base with a double. There goes Klutz trying to get to home. Kemp throws the ball into Almon, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Klutz, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy takes first base on ball four. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford spins and fires to second, with Stanley covering, and Fisk is picked off. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Henderson trapped. There's the throw to Bernazard, who tags Henderson for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klutz bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Newman reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to third. Rudy moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Newman scores. Rudy moves to third. Lopez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Lopez scores. Henderson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Fisk to Bernazard covering second. The throw back to home, and Henderson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a pop-up towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing second base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Baines reaches second base with a double. Luzinski scores. Paciorek goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dave Beard now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Foley pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Rudy Law pinch runs for Marv Foley. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Newman and he is out, McKay applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Vance Law now playing third base. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Salome Barojas now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Barojas, and towards Almon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Joe Rudy. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing first base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Vance Law now playing shortstop. Mark Hill now playing third base. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips pinch runs for Dan Meyer. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Barojas, and towards Law, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Barojas. Phillips scores. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tom Underwood now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-4 in the game. Bernazard bunts towards first. Gross scoops it up and throws to first, with McKay covering, for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops it up and throws to first, with Underwood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Newman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.